only two tenants remain operating at the Jacksonville Landing after a Friday deadline forced the rest of them out. Here with the latest on the demolition process is Jacksonville Daily Record reporter Mike Mendenhall. I'm Jessica Palumbo, and this is the WJCT Business Brief. Mike, you were over at the Landing talking to the last remaining businesses over there as they faced this deadline. What was the mood like?
It was pretty somber. People were packing up, moving out. Some were still concerned that they weren't going to be able to be out by Friday's deadline. There were tears with some of the longtime business owners at the Landing.
The city has earmarked $1.5 million to help these tenants relocate. What's happening with that money?
Finn McCool's and Hooters Restaurants both have come to buyout agreements with the city. Finn McCool's, which has already vacated the Landing, received $550,000. Hooters, which is slated to leave at the end of October, received $303,000.
Hooters being one of the two who actually were able to extend their time at the Landing.
Correct. The other tenant that's remaining is BBVA Compass Bank. They have yet to reach a settlement with the city. The city wants to do a phased demolition. So the city is preparing to keep the northeast side of the Landing operable so the bank can continue to service customers, which would include keeping electrical, plumbing, bathroom services on for the bank until they reach that buyout agreement. Also, as part of the relocation assistance, the city is saying that they're going to be reimbursing $15,000 in security deposits for the tenants. And they're also saying that free parking that was extended is also going to be included in that $1.5 million. That was $3,000 of expected revenue by the city. And a holdover agreement was sent to tenants on Wednesday, offering them an additional 7 days to move out. The holdover agreement also said that their May rent would be reimbursed if they met the conditions of their contract.
Do we know where businesses like Finn McCool's are relocating at this point?
At this point, it looks like Finn McCool's is just going to be sticking with their other location. Hooters has not indicated whether or not they will relocate. There's a nonprofit art center there that is actually moving to Regency Square Mall. Many of the others are just searching for a new home.
Do you know anything about the cookie restaurant?
I know.
People are very concerned about Coastal Cookies.
I know. The line there yesterday was super long.
People just having to get that last cookie.
Yeah.
In addition to $1.5 million for tenant relocation assistance, the city also set aside another $1.5 million for demolition of the building. How is that process going?
Well, the city just had a pre-bid meeting with contractors interested in demolition. Those contractors also were extended a tour of the Landing where they were looking at electrical, sewer lines, anything that would be in their way during the process. One interesting sidebar that came up at the pre-bid meeting was that the city has not conducted an asbestos survey on the property, which is mandatory by both the EPA and the Florida Department of Environmental Protection. It's pretty standard when you're either seeking demolition or major renovation to see if there is asbestos. And there was some visible surprise amongst the contractors that this had not been performed. The city was hoping that whatever contractor actually received the bid would perform that survey.
But they seem to think that the city should be doing it.
Exactly.
So that might just complicate the negotiating process a bit.
Perhaps.
June 14th is the deadline for contractors to bid on knocking down the Landing. If everything goes to plan, there won't be any holiday celebrations at the Landing this year. We won't have New Year's Eve fireworks on the river at the Landing this year. We don't know what will be in that space.
No, we don't.
That's Jacksonville Daily Record reporter Mike Mendenhall with the latest on the demolition of the Jacksonville Landing. I'm Jessica Palumbo, and this is the WJCT Business Brief.